Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs where the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the Presiding Shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the Word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.
Or prophesy on television, it doesn't mean it's God that is prophesying. We see all manner of gimmicks, all manner of manipulative activity. And so when the Lord spoke to me and he said he wants to raise a new breed of prophet, because I have begun to see, Daddy, that young prophets like us are even becoming worse. Because there is no legacy. They did not, what they saw as prophetic ministry was the wrong thing. They thought prophetic ministry is having convoys of cars. Somebody will lift a rod of office and say, "Thus says the Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." He wants to lie. He is not even afraid. He wants to lie. He started by calling the name of God, the Father. He did not stop there. The Son and the Holy Ghost. And deceive God's people. Soon their shops will close. I'm telling you, their shops will close. The reason God positioned this ministry or this meeting is to raise a prophetic people. Now there's a difference between prophets and prophetic people. There's difference between those whom God called into the prophetic office and a race of people who are prophetic people. There are people who God has called in as prophets. They have sons who are prophets who may not be prophets. They are people that God has given to them who are prophetic people that God will use to achieve the purpose why he has sent them. And so you may be here and be asking questions. I'm not a prophet. This meeting is for you. Because if you don't know the original, you can't discern when the fake come to you. And that's why we are here to open to you. Because many of you, what you have been taught, what you have known all your life to be a prophetic ministry has been deception. And so you cannot differentiate when a minister, a prophet of God prophesied to you and when a fake person, you don't even know which one is the truth. This day, your discernment will be opened. If that is for you, let your amen be the loudest. But I'm going to be ministering on what the Lord laid upon my heart. Daddy will be staying more on the team, attaining excellence and exploit in the prophetic ministry. He's going to be handling that. You know, I was waiting on the Lord on what to say, and the Lord told me, he said, the Christ-centered prophetic ministry. Say after me, the Christ-centered prophetic ministry. I need two people that are fast Bible readers. We can't use PowerPoint and the scriptural this thing all together. So this will remain here. So two people will be there if I need you to help me read. The reason I do this is because if I call it, like five people may stand up and it will cause some kind of distraction. So I need two people seated there and give them a microphone. So when I call out a scripture, if I want you to read, I'll tell you read it for me. Praise God. Say after me, the Christ-centered prophetic ministry. The Lord spoke to me in a revelation some couple of months ago. I saw a number of folks sleeping all over the places. And I heard the Lord said, they are my prophets. Wake them up and start teaching them. The Lord made it clear to me that there is going to be a strong prophetic move of God in these last days. The rise of new breed of prophets, they will cause a great spiritual revolution all over the nation of the world. This is beyond your local church. What God wants to do with the prophetic ministry is beyond giving personal visions and revelation. What God wants to do is beyond Nigeria. What God wants to do has to do with the entire body of Christ. And so, when you the scope of your prophetic understanding should go beyond the four corners of your church. That's the mistake we have made again and again and again. Where all we see or all we do is within the scope of the church. But listen, we have been sent to the world. We have been sent to nations. And in this place, God will raise prophetic people with a global mandate. In the name of Jesus. There will be prophet and prophetic people with great passion for excellence and exploit in dispensing the truth. Therefore, this meeting is a prophetic conference sent to release you into your prophetic destiny in life and in ministry. Congratulations. Let me congratulate somebody. Say, congratulations, you are here. You will not say the person, be say, congratulations, you are here. It's an appointment with destiny. Say after me, I am having an appointment with destiny. Christ-centered prophetic ministers are the ministers of the fivefold ministry who have received the ascension gift from Jesus Christ. No man called them into the ministry but Christ. Your church can call you to be a prophet because they need to donate someone. And so out of a need, a man can call you and say, come and become our prophet. Unemployment have called people into prophetic ministry. The desire for fame and money. That's the one that they merchandise the gifts and the sacred things of God. They have taken it so far. One way, Junisi. Why? Because when they tell you your phone number, you will empty your account. Eyes have not seen. Ears of men have not heard, neither has it come to the earth. Deep things that God has for those who love him. Listen to me. God does not have what to tell you. It's your phone number. They merchandise the gift. They use all manner of gimmicks, all manner of activities. We're watching, we had a prayer yesterday and we're watching the television. We saw a particular prophet. High level of hypnotism. High level of manipulation. In Ephesians chapter 4, if you read from verse 11, it says, for some he gave to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Who gave them? Jesus. Who gave them? Talk to me. Who gave them? The question I want you to ask yourself, because some of you, this will be a turning point for you. This will be a turning point for you. The question I want you to ask yourself is, who gave me this ministry? Who am I answerable to? Who am I accountable to? Who gave me the ministry? He gave. He ascended. Time will not allow. I'm supposed to read from verse 10, but there's no time. He read it from verse 11. He descended.
And also.
He also.
Ascended up far above all heavens.
He ascended far above. Yes.
That he may fill all things.
He may fill all things.
And he gave some.
He gave. Apostles. He gave. Tap your neighbor. Say, Christ gave. Who gave the offices? Talk to me. Who gave the offices?
And some prophets.
Some prophets.
And some evangelists.
Some evangelists.
And some pastors.
Some are pastors.
And teachers.
And teachers. For why? Why did he give them? Simple. Listen, this is clear. This is the scripture. Why? Continue.
And the perfecting of the saints.
For the perfecting. The men. We are going to be addressing the prophetic today. The essence of the prophetic office is to ensure that the saints are. Who are the saints? You and I. What I'm doing now, I'm perfecting. I don't like this sound. The perfecting of the saints. For, go on.
For the work of the ministry.
The work. The work of the ministry. He gave them the work not to make market of. Not to exploit God's people. Not to make them out of their incomes. He gave them not to merchandise the gift. He gave them for the work of the ministry, not for fame. He gave them. Go on.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Edifying means to build. To build. We see more of destroyers prophets than building prophets in our generation. A prophet will be telling you, my father Eloju. They will tell you, my ministry is the ministry of Elijah. You are a liar. Christ gave you this one, not Elijah. It wasn't Elijah that called you. You don't have the spirit. When Jesus was going to a particular city to minister, and they've refused him to pass through the city, one of the cities, one of the disciples said to him, Master, let's call fire down. Jesus answered, you don't know the kind of spirit that is in you. You don't know. Any prophet you see that threatens people with the office is not called by God. And so many of you have been for so long held in the bondage of fear because they threaten. You see, somebody will come out and say, oh, Oluwa lo pe mi, iwo to ba ni 1,000, koko mu jade ki nto sure fun e. Go on.
Till we all come into the unity
of
the faith.
Sit down, hold it. Jesus gave. He gave the office. There's a happening now in Ghana. Presently, Ghana has the highest number of prophets. Presently. With all manner of prophetic display. They will tell you if you ate Indomie before coming. And one herbalist rose up in Ghana and challenged. He said, I have turned 1,500 pastors to prophets in Ghana. He said, if I'm lying, let them come out and challenge me. Up till now, no one person. People talk it was a prophetic move in Ghana. They did not know it was the activity of Nana prophet. He said, I will take them to mountains and wash their eyes. He stood up and he came to the media and said, let any up till now, and listen to me, these prophets, they are everywhere. He said, I gave them the ministry. An herbalist challenged a nation. An herbalist challenged a nation, and he publicly said, I made 1,500 people prophets. I, Nana, made them. Let anyone, one pastor stood up and said he would challenge him. The day he said he would challenge me, he did not show up. Young people, don't be deceived. If Christ did not give you, no one can give you. Listen, if man call you, man will sponsor you. If man sponsor you, I promise you, failure is ascertained. If he calls you, before you were called, you are a success already if he calls you.
Ipe to pe mi, ipe ayo ni mo yin Jesu logo.
Sing it with me.
Mo yin Jesu logo. Mo yin Jesu logo. Ipe to pe mi, ipe ayo ni.
Who received the ascension gift from Jesus? No man called them into the ministry but Christ. Your wife cannot call you. The leader of church, the leader of your church should not call you. Unemployment should not call you. Oh, it is the prophet who like now. I think I should move. This is not a secular office. It's not a call. You can change if you don't like an economics student who doesn't like economics can change to one of the school of management courses. This is not a secular thing. You can't say, I don't like being a pastor again. They don't respect pastor. Let me move into the office of a prophet. You have just moved into damnation. Not ministry, but misery. There are folks whom Christ himself gave the office with all the resources needed to operate. He supplied them all that they need. It is obvious that Jesus Christ gave the ministry. He himself is the role model for the prophetic ministry. Say after me, Jesus is the role model for the prophetic ministry. Listen to me. Listen to me. No man is your role model but Jesus. He gave the ministry. He himself is the chief over the ministry. You can have mentors. You can have fathers in the Lord. Jesus is the main person in the ministry. We are going somewhere. Moses, Isaiah, other prophets in the Old Testament, they are not your role model. That is why prophetic ministry in the new creation or new covenant church, this is where I want to center. Prophetic ministry in the new creation and new covenant is completely different from the prophetic ministry in the Old Testament. Their purpose, practices, and power dimensions are totally different. The operation of the prophetic ministry in the Old Testament, the Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, they are not your role model for ministry. Mark Payne, Sokale, you are deceiving yourself. Not in the new creation church. Jesus did not kill one person and is a prophet. No one life. So for you to say that your prophetic ministry will destroy anybody you are angry with, it is questionable. You may be seeing the third heaven, the fourth heaven. It doesn't change the fact that Christ is the head of the church. You are still under him. Praise God. Now, the new creation church is the church that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The new creation church are the new covenant people. The new creation church are people who have been bettered in Christ, who are born again Christians. When you approach a prophet and you talk to him about born again, he asks you, what's the meaning of born again? Praise God. Follow me. The sole purpose of the new covenant prophet is to reveal Christ. Please write that down. The main purpose of the new covenant prophet, new covenant means the prophet in the present day church. The prophetic ministry in the present. The sole purpose of the new covenant prophet is to reveal Christ. Say after me, say reveal Christ. That's the main purpose. Look at it. Because of the old covenant prophet, to the old covenant prophet, Christ was concealed. Though they prophesied about his birth, his death, his burial, his resurrection, yet it was in typology, in metaphoric languages, in shadows, figures of speech, which they themselves did not understand. 1 Peter 1 and verse 10. Let me open it. They prophesied. Yes. These prophets in the Old Testament, Jesus was conceived. They couldn't see Jesus. They prophesied about him. Isaiah said, a virgin will give birth to a son. Unto us, a child is born and a son is given. His name, all of them spoke, they prophesied. They prophesied about his death. Isaiah said, by his stripes, it pleases God to smite him. They spoke about him. Continue.
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired is such diligence.
When they prophesied about this thing, they made inquiry. Who are the people that will enjoy this benefit? Make it fast, please.
Who prophesies of the grace that should come unto
they
you?
They prophesy of the grace that should come unto you.
Sharing words.
Yes.
Or what manner of the time spirit of God which was in them did signify when it is testified, behold,
yes.
And
it's all right because of time. It's all right. They prophesied. They spoke about him. He was listen to me. Jesus in the whole of Old Testament was concealed in objects, in metaphoric languages. He was the lamb that the priest will present every year annually. The whole of tabernacle that Moses designed, it was a picture of Jesus. You go home, you will study those scriptures. Because of time, I won't have time to go there. Open Luke 24 from verse 24. The whole of the... Yes.
Went to the tablature and found it. Yeah?
Yes.
Even so as the woman has said.
Yes.
But him
you
the
are reading
son
from
of.
Verse 24.
Yes.
Yes.
24. Then he said unto them.
He said unto them.
O fools.
O fools.
And slow of heart to believe.
Yes.
All that the prophet have spoken.
All that the prophet is talking about the old covenant prophet. All that the prophet have spoken. Yes.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these
ought
things.
Ought not Christ. They spoke about him. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things?
And to enter into his glory.
To enter into his glory.
And beginning at Moses, all the prophets.
From Moses. Beginning at Moses, he began to expose himself to them. He started from the five books of Moses. Moses wrote how many books? Five. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Number. He began from Moses. Jesus said, you disciples, are you slow to understanding? All that the prophet spoke about me from Moses. The entire Old Testament was Jesus' conceit. It was prophesied in typologies, in shadows. They didn't know. The prophets that were prophesying about him did not know who they were talking about. Let's go.
And he expounded unto them.
He expounded. He touched them. He expounded unto them.
In all the scriptures.
In all. Say after me, say all. Say to me, say all. Now, when Jesus was talking to them here, the only scripture available was Old Testament. Hello? So, he expounded. He opened the Old Testament and opened from Moses to David. He expounded to them things. Let's go. Yes? It's alright. Let's stop there. So, if the Old Testament prophets revealed Jesus or prophesied about Jesus but concealed, the assignment of the New Testament prophet, the new covenant, is to reveal him. All that they were speaking, all that they were doing was about Jesus, though it was not opened. So it is the same assignment for the new creation church. It is the same assignment for the new creation prophet, that Jesus should be revealed. That's the sole purpose. Whatever prophecy you give that diminish the redemptive work of Christ is fake. If your dreadlock is sweeping the floor, I don't care. Whatever prophecy, I don't care who the prophet is, whatever any prophet tell you that belittles the work of the cross, that belittles the finished work of the cross, is fake. Walo Bogu family yini, that is not God. A prophet will tell somebody, Afito ba Bogu. A woman went to a prophet and the prophet told her, "Patakupa lo wo." Oni be ni sa be ni patakupa ni. Whatever reduced the lordship of Jesus over your life, I don't care who said these things or who said them. Please maintain what I told you to maintain. All right. So go back there. Go back there. They will go and study this by themselves. There's no enough. Go back to the. Okay, go on. Go on. Some Bible scholars believe some of the prophets were referred to as major prophets because they prophesied more about Jesus. People like Isaiah. Isaiah was the one that spoke. So much. Let's go and look at the book. The references are there. He spoke so much. He spoke about his birth. He spoke about his death. He spoke about even his. He said in Isaiah 52, he said, he was so beaten that his countenance does not look like that of a human being. He said, by his stripe. He spoke so much about him. So some Bible scholars believe that they are called major prophets because they spoke much about Christ. Listen to me. To call somebody a major prophet in our generation, it is to the degree of how much revelation he can reveal to people about Christ. To the measure, to the same degree of how much you understand Jesus and can reveal Jesus through his spiritual gifting, then we should call them prophets. The fact that somebody tells you your house address does not mean it's God. In the name of Jesus. Which Jesus? Let's go. Testimony of Jesus. Say this after me. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Say that again. Can you all read the scriptures? Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go. Hold it there. Hold it there. I purposely have this in capital letters. So let's go. Want to go. For the essence of prophecy is to give clear witness for Jesus. If you will go home with this, I'll be satisfied. Read that again. For the essence of prophecy is to give clear witness for Jesus. What is this scripture saying? All prophetic ministry, speaking in tongues, seeing vision, prophesying, dreams, interpretation of tongues, all put together are instruments for one purpose. Go in trance 25 days. One purpose is the reason. I'll tell you a brief history about myself because some of you may think this guy, maybe he has read so much books and he's not dead. Listen to me. I've been operating in the prophetic ministry since when I was 17 years old. I've been in trance 14 days. I operate in almost all spiritual gifts. I interpret tongues. I see. So if you want to, we are going to discuss some deep things here today. And that's why I'm not just talking to you knowledge. I'm talking to you from a practical experience. I've seen vision. I've had dreams. I've interpreted tongues. I've been in trance. There's nothing anybody can tell me because I have had what we call ginosko, experiential knowledge. In-depth, exact knowledge. Epignosis, clear. I have seen it. And when this gift began to manifest in my life, I got confused. We're supposed to be trained by prophets. And so we went for a training. And the prophet said, when you go in trance, how did you? I said, I don't know. I'll just... Now we believe that these spiritual things, prophetic things, should be discussed in close places. And so there are people called alore in quotes. And if God will write it in the Bible, Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians, said, I will not have you to be ignorant. I will not have you to be ignorant concerning this spiritual gift. It is not a thing discussed like occultic thing. It's not a thing discussed in a closed room. It's a thing that should be taught to the church. Because if the church don't understand, fake prophets will come in and they will deceive them. And so the prophet was called to train us. And he said, Bawele, Mishe Manluwe. He said, when the thing come upon me, I will lose control. He said, they won't value it that way. You will tell them, anytime you go into, you will tell them that you saw yourself lifted in heaven. I said, Daddy, that's not, he said, no, that's how you should be. He said, so that they can value it. That was where my suspicion began. That was where I began to see that, like, I'm in the wrong place. I'm talking about a prophet who attained the level of a supervising prophet. And he called me and said, no, you don't say it like that. You will say the thing entered you. I said, no, daddy, does it? I just feel that I can't control myself. He said, when you ask some of them, they will tell you that anytime I'm in trance, I don't used to know where I am. Then you are not in trance. You are in coma. And so they went to the level of saying, to test if the spirit is in you, let's get some pin and candle. When you are in trance, you are not dead. One sister asked me, I was in trance, then I fart. Moso, I said, only shame your lord. I said, are you dead? She said, no. Is blood running your veins? She said, yes, blood is running. Tobaso is nothing, it's the spirit of God. And so they will get pain and use pain. A guy was in trance. So as he was in trance, it is the word. You use the word of the spirit to test, not pain and candles. Hello, me, one fi candle bagbo wawe. He wants to prove to them he's God. And so Adrosibe. Animansaria haraka ansasa. pain and insert pain into the guy. Was not in their system, so he was in trance. As soon as they put the pin, the guy came down and brought the prophet and slapped him. Daddy, had it been Bible permit beating, I would have beaten a lot of people. The sole purpose, listen to me. And that's why young people, don't be crazy about fame. Fame will come if you are faithful. It is faithfulness before fame, not fame before faithfulness. And so because there's a church service, you must you prophesy. I don't need to prophesy to you to validate my office of prophet. If telling you prophecy is what will validate my office of prophet, then I rather remain a brother. These things have been messed up to a point that we that should be beneficiaries of this office are now despising it because we have seen more of deception than truth. So when original come, you despise it. Because you've been, and many sisters have been deceived. A sister, we were growing up, we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost the same time. This sister came and was confiding in me. She said, one prophet, and said, now you have just been immersed in the Holy Spirit, you have been baptized, but there need to be a packaging, a lifting. And so we have to pass the greater anointing in me into you. So let me sleep with you. Say after me, say deceptions. Some of you are looking at me as if you don't hear these things. Hypnotism. High level of deception in our churches. They are packing out. As you rise, they will disappear. As the Lord announces you, they will disappear. Listen, we are in a generation of prophets. When you stand, they will remove prophet from name anywhere they see you. They will say, address me just as Mr. When they see you, because there's an aura of grace that goes upon a faithful prophet. There's an aura of anointing when you are a man of integrity. The Bible says when Samuel enters into the city, everybody starts hiding himself. Because he's a man of integrity, so he can see any hidden thing. Many people will close their churches because of you. As you rise to begin to declare this truth, every prophet of God that have raised temples called churches, the Lord will take them out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The essence of prophecy is to give clear witness. And so it's a problem when you are in the prophetic ministry, you can't explain Jesus from birth to resurrection. You are prone to errors. You will not be far from prophesying to people that until they go and worship idols before God. Why? You don't know the giver of the gift. Men operating in gifts and offices that they don't know the giver. How can you be employed and you don't know your employer? Who are you accountable to? And this is the challenge, sir. Prophets believe they don't need to learn Bible because they see heavens. Who should preach the scriptures better? The amplified version of the Bible explained prophet as inspired preachers and teachers. Expander. Inspired teacher. Listen to me. When a prophet handle teaching, he should handle it better. Why? As he's teaching you from revelation and knowledge, there's a word of knowledge that should be coming at the same time. So he should teach you better. If you will evangelize prophetically, you should go on street and call people, tell them why they were going to where they were going, and address their problem right there. In John chapter 4, Jesus, he entered the dimension when the woman began to toast him. She saw another fine man. Beautiful hair. I'm a Samaria. You are a Jew. She had case with men. So she saw Jesus as a man that would save her out of the mess. And he actually married her. Jesus married her. And Jesus said, if you know who is standing before you, he will not only give you water, he will give you water that you will never thirst again. The woman said, which kind of water is that? Pure water? Ever water? Ragolis water? And Jesus said to her, where is your husband? said, I don't have. He said, you are right. For the man you camp in your room now is not even your husband. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. That's the dimension. Jesus prophesied to her, not to show her that he knows secret. The essence of the prophecy was not to prove himself as a seer. The essence of the prophecy was to bring her into a prophetic destiny. The Bible says after she met Jesus, she went into the city, a prostitute, a woman that every man have tested. She became an evangelist in the city. I have met the man who told me all things that I... Listen to me. The essence was to introduce himself to her. And when she met him, she was the one that gathered people for the crusade of Jesus in that city. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. There's a new breed of prophetic move of God that is coming our generation. Where you will go to Iwo Road and stand. As you are standing, you look at a blind man, you call him. As you touch him, you see people gather around, you preach gospel and leave the place. Prophetic ministry is to attract unbelievers, not to collect their money, not to give fame. When you call them, it's 1 Corinthians 14. It says, when a prophet prophesies, the essence of his prophecy is to make unbelievers fall down on their knees. When they fall down, you now say, stand up, sit down, and now tell them Jesus. Jesus must be honored. He must be honored. He must be honored. Hey! Jesus must be honored. Implies that, go back there. This implies that a prophetic ministry is questionable if Jesus is not revealed. Anywhere you go, any gathering you go, and they call it prophetic, whatever prophetic activity, and all they will take. Let's go. In the life and ministry of the prophet, the new creation prophet must be able to witness and reveal Christ through his spiritual gift, inspired preaching and teaching. Therefore, there is more to the office of a prophet in the new covenant than just seeing vision. Going in trance and giving... There is more! Listen, this ministry has the highest demand as far as I'm concerned. If you are thinking it's all about seeing visions, when Jesus came to the church, 1 Corinthians 12 explains it. Part of the ministry gift of, in the Old Testament, it is only a prophet that sees. The nation will wait for him to see and say, listen to me. A family will have to go to him for their decisions. Mofe Mari, in the Old Testament, he has to go to a prophet. Shemole Bimoketa, in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's not like that. And that is what we are practicing now. Every decision of your life, a prophet will have to tell you, do it or not do it. Their work is beyond telling you what to eat and not what to eat. Because he said, in the last day, I will pour my spirit upon how many flesh? All flesh. Your daughter shall dream dreams and your sons shall see vision. It means part of the prophetic office in the Old Testament was spread to the body. And that's why a believer today can stand up and prophesy. Even though he's not a prophet. Many of you see vision. You are not prophets. Because it is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Prophet Joel. In the last day. I will pour it out. So this place higher demand on a prophet. When everybody in the church can see vision. It means you should go further than seeing vision. So if people start coming to you for every decision. You have not taught them well. If you teach them well, they will know what to do by discernment. And that's why they enjoy it when you come to them for everything. You two, you now tie 5 names. Somebody will determine your destiny in 5 minutes. Irole shokuku die. Mori mole die lale. Aka shetini tolula mu kofwe. A daughter of Zion. And you say marriages are breaking. Why wouldn't they break? The fact that you ask a prophet does not mean you ask God. The fact that you ask a prophet does not mean he said, "Mo bere lowo Olorun." Bawo lo se bere, mo lo bawo woli, wo lo ba. Which prophet? The one who is willing to sleep with you even though you are married? Going in trance is, at a time, that is some 10 years ago, is the best way to make money. They will package somebody and put it in one room. Manisha, I'm a dumb baby or something. Every woolly and say, "Oh yeah, donate your money first." Something happened. I was going up in Kano. They package. That's why you see, they say somebody go, "Ashesh Elo, 91 days. 2 weeks later, 100 days. Is he not tired?" And so, they package this guy and put him. God wants to expose them. People will come. Ignorant but innocent people. Instead of going to their place of business, open shop, 7 a.m., they won't come to shop until 12. An unbeliever will come, open shop, 7 a.m., make money. You are still in church, sin elemi. And so they packaged the man there. The man was there. And before vigil, we start around 12, he went out to take little tea from Hausa people. Policemen caught him. They were where they were clapping. Pe elogbe elemi jade o. Elemi nko. Kope they now send message that elemi is in the police station. She emi lo gbe lo ni. Listen, for many years people suffered deception in Kano. Not until God exposed them. God has found representative to start exposing them, and you are the one. Amen. Wherever you stand, they will be exposed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go on, go on. Go back there. For the essence of mercy is to give clear witness of the prophet. Talk to me. No. They show themselves instead of showing you Christ. When you give testimony, you have to pay and walk by lock pay and one baba. If you don't give that kind, if you don't say that way, they will call you after the service. That's not how to share testimony. They reveal themselves, not Jesus. They left the giver and take the gift to introduce themselves to the people. You see them with, listen to me, I've been around the CNS church, I've traveled over 25 states of this country. There's virtually no town in Nigeria I've not stepped into. All manner of CNS churches. So when I'm talking to you, I know what I'm saying. Go to mountains. They build mountains. Name it after themselves. Listen to me. This is the generation that we have never experienced deception since the history of church like we are experiencing now. The level of deception. If you think you know the Bible, what about your... Listen to me, we are giving birth to children now. Do you want them to come and see the same mess you are seeing? They will go to school. Do you want them to come and see these things? I'm glad today that we can still have fathers we call prophets, that we could call them here. And so you will hear some things bigger than what I'm telling you. You're already in that line. You better, some of you that they start give, that a prophet will introduce you to go and buy something from Leku Leja. What relationship has light with darkness? Go on. It means the prophet, go back there. It means that a prophet should have, let's go, a clearer and deeper perspective to the teaching and preaching of the revelation of Jesus to the church. There's a higher demand on the call and the ministry of a prophet in the last days. Say after me, say higher demand. Higher demand means expectation. The expectation of God on you as a prophet and prophetic people and sons of the prophet is high. You don't have excuse. You don't read the Bible because you see visions. You see, prophet don't submit to teachers. I've seen a lot of things. The offices were given to complement themselves, not for competition. A teacher should teach, a prophet should sit down when a teacher is teaching and take notes. Go on. Unto whom much is given, much is expected. Besides, one of the ways to put prophecy to a test is to see if the prophecy belittle or speak ill of the person of Christ, or the prophecy insults the work of redemption. Let's go. And finish work of Christ on the cross. Any prophet that gives prophecy that contradicts the lordship of Jesus to the church is a false prophet. He may be referring to other names, let's go, than the name of Jesus Christ, activities that insult the lordship of Jesus Christ over your life. From such, desist. Run away from them. Any prophet that tells you to go and bring Orieku, bring Orieja, only giant Michael can do, only Michael powder, or man, you see, they now have what they call, what is spiritual in their shop? It's nothing. They call it spiritual shop. If it was a spiritual shop, they would not have shop to eat. And so you get there and buy all manner of perfume. An average CNS member will pass by your side and you want to close your nose with dirty kind of perfumes. And some of them, if you have not asked them, daddy, it's in our generation, I will see you are praying for someone. In the name of Jesus Christ, hear the prayer of your son. And the next thing will be asking you. A prophet tells you, alafia ni. Lenye alafia, kilo wa. And that's why you have created market for false prophets. Because you are looking for what is not lost. So when you pray for somebody and he's telling you, aniko gona, korin kaka. And so you buy lie. You lie sells more than the truth in our generation. You don't tag them. And so when you meet one that will say, Moria, and when you go on there, any Benny daddy. Some of you, you have been given what you did not bring to them. Eru tog be wa nagbe fellow me to be lo. Daddy, awon kankan wa ton ma nfi senu. Ma yeun. Go and look for 100,000 before evening. King Kaburuku, if you are not prayerful, it will happen. And that prophet said it. You were the one that looked for lies and you got it. They will put it in their tongue. And so he will tell you, Mori Okada, if you are not careful, that Okada will hit you from behind. But if you meet somebody who tells you that you see Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you will see when you see the revelation, you say, you won't see them again. They don't want the truth. You have written, your diary of prophecy is filled. Where is manifestation? You write prophecy every day. Every day. Where is the manifestation? Let me make this up. One of the disciples that operated so much in the prophetic ministry was John the Beloved. Let's go. He's a good example of a new covenant prophet. He was made, that's supposed to be he. He was made to see mysteries before that were hidden before the foundation of the world. Post-resurrection, things that will happen at the end time, some of which are, let's go please, yet to be fulfilled. His prophetic death was so powerful because he had the revelation after many of the apostles have died. Most of the fourth witnesses of Christ had gone to be with the Lord. As a result of that, let's go. Many false prophets and teachers came into the church, that's the early church, to deceive the new believers in Christ. How? That Christ is just a spirit who once appeared and disappeared. That's why John the Beloved wrote in 1 John chapter 4, from verse 4, he said, test all spirits, for even the spirits of darkness, they transform themselves. It's why? Why do those demons transform themselves? They had been there before, fallen angels. And now you see all manner of names being called in our churches. Eli Akuku. These are demonic names. Some of you will write these names on the doorpost of your house. A name has been given unto him that is above all names, that that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Acts chapter 4. No man, no name has been given under heaven that anyone should be saved but the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4. Names. You see all manner of names. You go to some mountains. Somebody will say, want to be wow, want to be wow, and start calling names. You see people start writing dirty names. Names of demons. They went far to getting 6 and 7 book of Moses. It's a magical book. They deceive you and call it 6 and 7 book of Moses so that you would think is the Moses of the Bible. Moses wrote only 5 books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers. 6 and 7 book is a magical book. It has nothing to do with Moses. That's where they get names. Of all these names they use and call and perform magic, and you call it miracle. John himself was imprisoned in the island of Patmos. Let's go. Where the prophetic encounters to testify about Jesus was opened unto him. If you see Revelation 1, 9 to 11, you see Revelation 4. He said, come up hither. He was in prison when he had this encounter. Come up hither and I will show you. Listen to me. There are things you have not yet seen. Depths. God is calling you out today into a prophetic dimension and revolution that will, let's go, uphold the gospel of Christ with great passion for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Christ said, Paul was speaking. He said, that I may know him. He said, I count all things lost as a dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. What a prophet should seek is knowledge. Not 6 and 7 book of Moses. Seek knowledge. Go to Bible school. Go and learn. Study the scripture for yourself. That's what differentiates you as a prophet. Many years ago, one Baba used to tell me in Ofa. You say, Kerubu, konamwe murode. Many of you are local champions. You have not gone anywhere. That's why you think you are a champion. You don't know anything. You will go to some places. If they ask you to prophesy, you say, I've never seen anything before. When you see manifestations beyond your local activities, there are some of you cannot prophesy in some places. Why? You are limited by knowledge. You are limited. You don't know the working knowledge of the gifts. You only had raw gifts, not refined. So if you get to some place, you dare not scatter their chairs. They will take you out. Because some of you believe going in trance is to show you have power. Is to start hitting people with your elbow and scattering the church. And so they will now hold you and you now be doing like a masquerade. Alagbara wole. Alagbara wole. Ekuro Lord. Atu jenya lelbo wani kare. And they call that power. The earnest expectation of the creatures. They await the manifestations of the sons of God. Tap your neighbor, say they are waiting for you. This will bring a spiritual exploit that will sweep off false prophets and teachers and bring about a total transformation. Let's go. In the body of Christ in the last days, God wants to raise a new breed of apostolic prophets. I call this apostolic prophet because, listen to me, there are not all of you are prophets. Not all of you are pastors. Some of you are not even called into any of the fivefold ministry. But you are being perfected still for the work of the ministry. You are part of the saints being perfected. So in one way or the other, you are still in the ministry. Apostolic prophets is what we need. We need people that we can point at in our nation and say, this one, we believe in him. One of the things we have lost for a long time is mentorship in our churches. We can't reckon with one person. When you get close to them, you discover that they are not who they portray to be. They look nice on the outside with fine white garments, with rod of office in their hand. Get close to them. They belong to 40 groups. So many of you have been robbed. They have laid wrong hands on you. Exchange of people's glory. They don't allow others. When they see you rising, they put you down. Many lives have been bastardized in the name of this thing called prophet. That will sanitize the church from all manner of manipulation. We need sanity, sir. How many of you agree with me? We need sanity. We have had enough. We have had enough. That day I was invited to Abuja to preach the Council of Prophets. And I was ministering. And I began to tell them some of these things I'm telling you. And one prophet from Ibadan here, after I finished ministering, was supposed to pray. And he came out. He said, "Kini se ranse woli gan ko ti e wa ye, o ngba te ni a mo seto." They thought their work is to mix concoction for people and give them to drink. She said, "I was disappointed. A man who has been in the ministry for over 20 years came up publicly, shamelessly." I said, "We don't even, what is our assignment then? When you are telling us not to mix concoction for people, are you an herbalist?" This is the assignment, that Christ be revealed. When the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. True, clearer, and let's go. Make it fast, please. Intensive prophetic teachings and preaching of the word of God, word of grace, and true beloved. Rise to this great call. Tap your neighbor, say rise. Say it louder, say rise to this great call. If you don't rise, they will continue moving. There's no amount of prayer you pray in your room until you act by rising. Teach people. Listen to me. Fame will come. Money will come. Now, that's what many people are. Daddy, they have painted to our generation that the only way to prove you are in ministry is to have 5 cars, 2 before you. One prophet in Ibadan said, he said, "Mojuba ojoti mogwe 32 jeeps. Daddy, who cares?" And so young prophets who are rising, they are running after having convoys. If they can gather 20 people that they will be deceiving every day, it's okay. And so to now, the another way to approve of their ministry is when they travel America. And they share and share me to Jagwangba. Unbelievers travel, they take first class. These are not the things we should boast of. We should boast of revealing Christ to people. We have been called to a glory undefiled. To a light higher than materials. We are to build people, not houses. Not to use the people to build houses. Building people. Future of Christ-centered prophet. Wherefore, by their fruit, ye shall know them. Is it by their gifts? How do you know them? By their fruits. You know them by their fruits. And that's why some of you who are running after their gifts, they will keep deceiving you. The Bible said the way to know who is true prophet is the fruit he bears, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. He may see heaven, see hell. See your room, see your toilet. The way to know if it's true is fruit. Number one, passion for knowledge. If you want to know a minister, a prophetic minister, Daddy was telling me, you know, Daddy now has masters in theology. He's been a prophet all his life. Why is he searching for knowledge? It's one of the fruits. It's one of the Daniel said, he said, "I understood." Daniel 9 and verse 2. "I understood by the books of the prophet." Daniel was just an administrator. But when he began to search for knowledge, a prophetic dimension was opened unto him. There are some of his prophecies that are yet to come to pass up to now. "I understood by books." I understood by books. I understood. Get books. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved." A workman. A workman means somebody working in ministry, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Get knowledge. Buy books. Look back. Look back. What are you seeing there? One of our culture in this church is reading. Yeah. Our plan is to fill up that place. We to get knowledge. Sound, wholesome doctrine. Let's go. Time is fast spent. Let me make it fast, please. They have passion for learning. We'll always make difference in life and in ministry. Note, it does not matter how much you are gifted in the prophetic. Without knowledge, you are prone to errors. Why are there so many people are called, but there are too many errors today. It's not that God did not call them. It's not that they don't have spiritual gifts. They don't know. My people perish. They lack knowledge. So you could have been, it's possible you've been a prophet for 35 years. If you don't have the knowledge of the word, you will deceive people into errors and you will cause destruction for your own self without knowledge. Let's go. Make it fast. You can see what 1 Corinthians 12, where Apostle Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. He should have left them with the gift. Some of you don't even know what you have until you start searching for knowledge. You have not stepped into real operation of that gift until you search for knowledge. Many things started happening in my life when I started reading. Started studying about Kenneth Hagin. Studying about prophets who have walked. I was studying about Dr. Bill Hammer. Prophets who have walked with knowledge. Learn from them. Tap your neighbor and say, learn. Number two, they are love-inclined people. Whatever you do as a prophet, and it is not love motivated, Apostle Paul called it vanity. That's why he spoke in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, you can speak in the tongues of angels. If it is not from love motivation, he said, you are a noisemaker. Whatever you do that is out of fame motivation, money motivation, is a waste of time. Let's go. A prophet will say he can kill and destroy. He's not love motivated. A prophet is a love being, a custodian of love. He gives and does not take life. A prophet who tells you, I will kill, I will destroy. He's not builders. Prophets are builders, not destroyers. They edify the church, not mystify. Mystify means to confuse people. Prophets is not to confuse. They confuse people. The church, the assignment of a prophet to church is to build people, not to confuse them. Not to put them in dilemma. Let's go, because of time. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 12. Faith inclined. It takes faith to unleash the prophetic anointing to the fullest. It takes faith. And faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God. There's no limit to how much a new creation prophet through the, let's go, instrument of faith. There's no limit. You don't have limit. When you understand faith as a prophet, listen to me, you will do the unimaginable. And now let me tell you something. What we have not experienced before in the body of Christ, as you leave this meeting, God will do them through your hands. The anointing is resident in you. It's just to unleash it. And one instrument is needed. Faith. How do you get faith? The word of God. Patient inclined. A new covenant prophet, do not cut corners. Be patient. I see young people today. Everybody, I'm a prophet. If I be a prophet, you might just stop that noise. If I be a prophet, you should be seated somewhere and be trained. Go and learn. Many of them have died. They've killed many of them because they step into areas they shouldn't step to. Be patient. It's gradual. God himself knows how to prepare his people for the timing. And so the challenge is this, because they heard call. If I say come, and you come, sir, and you go and speak one microphone and give me, I will ask you, did I send you? There's difference between calling and sending. That you heard call does not mean you should jump into ministry. He first called the disciples to be with him. He did not send them until he was ascending. He said, now go. He even warned them, don't go until you are endowed. Power will come upon you after you have been endowed. You will receive the power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Be patient. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush to start preaching. Don't be in a rush to start going in trance. Don't be in a rush to see vision. Be patient. It will take time. You are designed for a time. When your time comes, no devil can resist you. When your time comes, if Jesus can say, mommy, it's not my time. When it was his time, in Luke 4, the Bible said when he came out without poster, without handbill, when he came out in wilderness, his fame went abroad. It means fame goes before you appear. Anywhere you go, if God wants to announce, he has announced you before you get there. Don't be too much in a rat race, competition. You see competition. Prophet Jide, Vision Mary, Losoma, Asomefa. Competition. Be patient. Tap your neighbor, say be patient. Say calm down. If you go and study James 5 and verse 10, prophets are supposed to be patient people. Let's go. Verse 6. Mentorship. They are role models and they raise prophetic sons alike. They take delight in growth and rise of young prophets. Run away from any prophet who doesn't want you to grow above him. Daddy said something when I went to meet him. He said God told him that he's going to raise a new set of prophets that will do more than they did. You hardly hear that from people, especially prophets. You can grow to this level, they will allow you. Because they can still touch your head. One more minute. You can, to this level, he'll be telling you that. Anything that will make you rise above him, he can kill you. You saw what happened to the old young prophet. The old prophet was angry because the guy has fame more than him. Before he came back from the journey, they told him that there was a prophet that came. His prophecy was, and he called him and deceived him, and he killed him. Mind who you call your father. All this fatherhood thing is scattering everywhere now. My father, I hardly call people my father in the Lord. Because if you pronounce it, it will happen. And he cannot give you what he doesn't have. He can only pass on you. What is the meaning of father? Father means source. Somebody what you need originates from him. Mind who you call father in ministry. Mind who you call your mentor. Choose them carefully. Many sons should have risen, but they stopped them. Integrity. They are prophets with integrity and willing heart to obey divine, leading and commands that at the expense of wealth and fame. Integrity, obedient people. Futures of false centered prophet, insatiable desire for money and fame at the expense of the people. Insatiable. Fame. They want money. They want fame. Let's go. They use people to make money and get fame. You see their activities in 2 Peter 2 and from there's no time. They are idolaters. They are diabolic in nature. Always mixing spiritual junks. But it should be studying his Bible. What is he grinding? One prophet was his customer called the body daddy e se ma sise babalawo oni mo ri pe e mo se ganju se woli lo. They are deceitful, manipulative. Let's go. Conclusion. You are privileged to be in this company of prophets. This is not just a conference but a prophetic movement. Shout hallelujah. Once again, I congratulate you for making it an appointment with destiny today. There's still another teaching coming. Please don't go. When I tell you that somebody is really a prophet and a teacher, please agree with me. Because I believe something is coming that many of you are not just living here with prophetic knowledge. You are living here with a prophetic unction that will release you into the next phase of your destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs. We are the Word of God. We transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows. Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Under the leadership of the presiding shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Ola Shew Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 0067-32-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.